The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. For this I came to the world to testify to the truth. And the truth that Jesus came to testify to at the price of his own life was that it is in giving that we receive eternal life. Just like he gave his life on the cross and God gave him dominion over all of creation. Today we have our last Sunday of our stewardship invitation. And the reason we do this every year is to give each one of us the opportunity to do what Jesus did, to live the truth, to give of ourselves so one day we can receive eternal life. And what we're asking you to consider giving is your time, talent, and treasure so we can continue to build the kingdom of God and proclaim the truth. But before we do this, we'd like to share with you what you have done this past year despite the pandemic, how you witnessed your hope, faith, and love. So let us watch this video together. Parishioners and friends of Holy Family, I'm blessed and proud to be speaking to you today about how you lived the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love this past year. It was a challenging and difficult time. However, you are familiar with the saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And this is what you did. You got going with more energy, more passion, and more generosity. Under the leadership of Cambria, Monsignor Conley, and Father Dennis, and although we had to close the doors of our churches, you opened the doors of your hearts and allowed us to continue our mission of building the kingdom of God and saving souls in new and creative ways. Now our doors are open and we are gathering to thank and praise God in this beautiful church. Holy Family is alive and thriving again because of you and our dedicated staff and ministers. So thank you, and thank you for having the faith to persevere, the hope that the darkness of COVID shall pass, and for the love expressed in your generosity to those who were financially impacted by the closures. Thank you for being the power and driving force that kept Holy Family going even when the world came to a stop. So let us take a few minutes now to remember how you witnessed your faith, hope, and love during the past month. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. The place we encounter God's greatest gift of faith, hope, and love is at the Mass. It is in the Eucharist that Jesus shares his body and blood with us, in turn calling each of us to share ourselves with one another in love and service.
During the dark times, when COVID colored everything, Holy Family provided live stream masses on three platforms that reached thousands of people throughout the world. We received hundreds of letters of gratitude from people telling us that we were their lifeline during the difficult days. Our choirs gathered remotely and continued to inspire us in song. As the vaccination rolled out and people began to feel more secure, we introduced the communion procession, making the Eucharist available. People were so grateful to once again receive the body of Christ. What a joyful time. Shortly thereafter, we secured a tent for our worship. These days were challenging, but our priests and parish staff worked overtime to serve the community here in South Pasadena and throughout the world.
Nowhere is hope and love witnessed more strongly at Holy Family than through our outreach, not only to our local community, but also to neighboring communities and beyond. Weekly, our giving bank has well over a dozen volunteers who stop their lives to help us distribute almost 5,000 pounds of food to over 200 families in need and serve an average of 75 to 100 lunches to the homeless. But the giving bank touches even more people way beyond the South Pasadena area. The Giving Bank reaches out to many other parishes and organizations, allowing them to serve the underprivileged in their communities. You help us make Christ's love come alive through the Giving Bank, even during a pandemic.
One way we share our blessings and hopes of our faith journey with each other is through the sacraments. This year, we had 92 baptisms, babies, teens, and adults.
We did over 80 first Eucharists of children, teens, and adults.
We had 108 confirmations, both teenagers and adults.
We support 100 plus catechists that teach the children their love of Christ and their love for the church.
And they did it via Zoom.
Our TK through 8 school provided an outstanding and academically rigorous Catholic education for 308 students.
We are a community, even when we're apart. We celebrated masses online together, had virtual faculty meetings, virtual school assemblies, and even got together to celebrate holidays with drive-through festivities for the kids. We tried to keep the laughter alive and the smiles on the kids' faces. Our biggest goal was to come up with ways to get to know one another and truly stay connected as classroom families.
Now that we are together and the kids are back in person, it is wonderful to see the happiness spread throughout the campus. The kids are enjoying the classroom environment and being able to socialize with their friends. The teachers are excited to be back collaborating in person with one another. Some of our traditions have been reestablished, such as in-person class weekly masses, our Halloween costume parade, hot lunch, and whole school assemblies. It is truly delightful to see the energy and spirit of HFS back in full swing.
This past year was a true testament to the strength of our community. The outpouring of support from all of you carried us through and reminds us that we can accomplish much more together. When our doors closed for the pandemic, there were so many unknowns, but looking back over the past year, there are many joyful moments and glimmers of hope. We had cars full of children lining up for drive-through trick-or-treating on Halloween, families continuing to grow in their faith through live stream masses and socially distant sacraments. We found ways to lift each other up during a challenging time. We could not have done this without you giving so much of yourselves, your talents, and your resources. You stayed connected and supported our crisis relief fund when it mattered most. With your guidance, we continue to operate as a vibrant and faith-filled parish community and look beyond to support those in need, including Mission Haiti and local struggling Catholic elementary schools. I cannot wait to witness our continued growth in faith and love in the year ahead and sincerely thank you for your tremendous generosity and true dedication to Holy Family.
This was the year full of transitions. After 13 years of leadership, Cambria Tortorelli moved on to serving the poor and the immigrant at the International Institute of Los Angeles. Mary Ternan retired after 30 years supporting our seniors. Mary is working for the nonprofit A Song for Charlie, helping teens and families learn about the dangers of fake pills. Carr Holtsnyder, who was our parish administrator for many years, and in his retirement headed our Haiti ministry, passed away. Carl was working for the people of Haiti just days before his passing. Likewise, Frank Panette, our liturgy director, passed away. Both Frank and Carl will be missed for their humor, hard work, and dedication to Holy Family and the people of God. We have also had some huge hellos and welcomes. We were delighted to bring Mrs. Jennifer Garcia to Holy Family School as our new principal.
It is with much gratitude that I have joined the Holy Family community. With traditions of faith, community, and service, Holy Family School has served its community by providing the opportunity of academic excellence even throughout the pandemic. This year, as we prepare to celebrate the 85th anniversary of Holy Family School, I am thrilled to walk with our community as we prioritize a faith-based experience of quality education for all of our students. I look forward to fortifying our values and lifting up our school and parish as a united community in our journey to becoming the best version of ourselves. As we reflect on the pandemic, we have learned that our faith and community, whether virtual or in person, are strong enough to pave the way for continued spiritual and academic growth for years to come. Thank you for supporting Holy Family School and your commitment to the continued success of our incredible Catholic education.
Newly ordained Father Andrew Hetstrom joined this community on July 1st as our associate pastor.
I remember when I was 10 years old, I was visiting my grandparents for the weekend, and they took me to Sunday Mass. And while I was there, I remember, as good Catholics, we were sitting in the back row, and we were going through the Mass, well, starting the procession, priest and altar service come in, and I pull on my grandfather's shirt, and he leans in and says, "What do you want?" I was like, "I want to do that," pointing to the priest and the altar servers. And this was really my first initial draw to serve Jesus Christ at his altar. And so this was really the seed that was planted of my vocation, this desire to serve at the altar, this desire to draw close to our Lord. And fast forward a couple of years, I'm in confirmation, I'm in high school. And after confirmation, after I've received the sacrament, I'm asked to teach. The teacher asked me and my peers to become teachers. And I remember one incident in particular. I was teaching, having to teach a class on confession. And it dawned on me at that point, it's like, you know, if I'm teaching this, I should probably go to confession. And I remember I stepped in the confessional and I'd been studying all about it because I was preparing to teach the class. And one phrase from one of the saints stuck out to me. And he called it the Sacramenta de Alegria, the Sacrament of Happiness. And having that experience in the confessional, the first time being back since my first communion, was fantastic. And so as time went on, as I joined the military, as I went through college, as I did all these things in my life, these seeds that were originally planted just started to grow and started to sprout. God had given them growth. And you know, now that I'm here at Holy Family, it's such a great experience. It's another awesome moment to be able to be on the other side as the priest and to offer, holding up our Lord and offer that to him, offering himself to him as the Blessed Sacrament and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and being able to give the absolution, give the words of absolution, and in some way partake in the ministry of Christ has been another life-giving moment for me, and it's been wonderful, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Although we lived through the pandemic, we managed to do what Holy Family does best, building the kingdom of God. We gathered for our first ever virtual auction, the fundraiser that supports so many of our ministries and our school. Father James Marchionda led us in virtual mission. Hundreds of people heard and were inspired by Father Jim's presentations about faith, hope, and love. Our weekly Bible study continues to be a place for learning and sharing. Lucia means light. During Lent, our Lucia ministry brought engaging speakers on the diaconate, St. Joseph, Catholic Irish culture, to name a few. Likewise, our ministry in art also brought up fantastic speakers who prayed through their art. Prayer is an essential part of who we are as a community of faith. We are blessed to have several prayer groups that meet regularly, if not daily. Our education formation ministries put together kits of Ash Wednesday and Holy Week. Hundreds of you joined us in prayer using these kits in your domestic churches, your homes. Our young adults have gifted us with a Taizé prayer service, a beautiful contemplative experience of sung chants, meditation, and scripture readings by candlelight. And hundreds of phone calls were made to check on parishioners of every age. Early this fall, we celebrated a Welcome Back Sunday, an opportunity to let our community know we are open and longing for everyone's return to Holy Family and our sacraments. You generously shared your time, talents, and treasure. As you saw in the video clip and from the annual financial report, which you will find in this week's bulletin and on our website. Thank you for sharing with our community and beyond a portion of what God has blessed you with. Remember, you cannot outgive God, because whatever you give to God, God will take it, bless it, and give it back to you 100% more. I promise you that we will be transparent and accountable stewards of your gifts. If you have any questions, please always feel free to contact me. I pray that this year more parishioners will join the 2,000-plus households who contributed financially last year to help us to continue to grow in our faith, hope, and love. So we make sure that Holy Family will continue as an oasis of prayer and peace, a place where people will encounter Christ, where disciples are being formed, and parishioners are being equipped to accompany others on their faith journey, where helping hands continue to reach out to those who are in need, and a place where our teens and children can talk about God and their faith and learn the truth of Jesus Christ. The world needs us more than ever, and Jesus is counting on us to become what we receive at Mass, the bread of life, so that we can become food for the world. My brothers and sisters, I'm bursting with joy and expectation for our future. If this is what we were able to do last year, how much more can we do together this year, if more of us can join in doing the labor of love that Jesus calls us to do? The wheels at Holy Family are already turning full speed. Our elves are busier than Santa's elves with getting ready for Advent and Christmas. Come and join us at our many events, such as the Christmas tree lighting, the Christmas concert, Yes Virginia, the Christmas school play, the parish seniors' Christmas brunch, our penance service, the Simbangabi and Our Lady Guadalupe Mass celebrations. We also have a special schedule for our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day Mass. Come, be not afraid. Come home to Holy Family for Christmas. We are waiting for you with open hearts and open arms. Come and reconnect with old friends and make new ones. Come and invite your neighbors and friends to come with you to Holy Family, where all are welcome, where all are treated as sisters and brothers in Christ. Come and let us celebrate together the greatest gift ever, the gift of Jesus, our Savior. Thank you for what you have done this past year, and thank you for what we will do together this year. May God continue to bless Holy Family and reward you for your labor of love. And from all, on behalf of all of us at Holy Family, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. God bless. But, you know, working and watching the video, I'm grateful to the Holy Spirit for sending me to Holy Family, because that's the kind of parish I want to belong to and be associated with. This is the kind of parish I want to invite others to come and join. So thank you for everything you have done. And now I invite you to fill out one of these cards if you haven't yet. If you're a registered parishioner and already filled the card and mailed it, thank you. If you haven't, but you have a card at home, still I invite you to fill it out here today. The reason we ask you to do this is, again, to witness to our faith, hope, and love. Faith that we put God first in our lives. Hope that we trust when we give God that whatever we can give to God, God will bless it and give it back to us and take care of all our needs. And love that through your resources and contributions, we can continue to serve people around us spiritually as well as those in need. So if you can take a moment, if you need a card, the ushers can have cards and pens, just basic information. One thing I'd like to turn you pay attention to is under the banners of faith, hope, and love, we need also many ministers. As you saw, all of these ministries or those activities are happening in 1 month. We have a whole year ahead of us, and there is a great work to do. So if you like to share your time and talent, please check that box, and Father Andrew and or I will give you a call and talk about how God is calling you to serve this community, your Holy Family. Also, if you decide to give by credit card, make sure to mark whether you want your credit card, you know, debit credited on the 5th or the 20th of the month, or we'll do it twice a month. So thank you again for your support. After you fill out your cards, please put them in the collection baskets during, or actually the ushers are gonna pick them up, collect them now. So the ushers will come back, will come and take your cards. Thank you, and again, we wish you all a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.